Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. I'm very happy to be finally back with Ostium Season 6. Now, because it's been a while, this is going to be a long intro. But future episodes will be shorter, I promise. I wanted to start out with something I've never done before, but really should have. I'm going to thank each of our patrons we have on the Ostium Network Patreon. So thank you to CM Lubinsky, GP McKenzie, Mike Troop, Virginia Green, Pokivim, Daniel Hoskins, Talon, Maggie B, Justin Dunafon, Dan, Lutz Alberts, Luna Raptor, Emma Helig, Christine Sanderson, Michelle Hall, the team at Hail and Well Met, Mike Nye, Stacey Corcoran, Shelley Perrin, Nom Blaschke, Megan Polliner, Gina Garten, Neil Endil, and Descripticon. And I would like to extend a special thank you to Claire Smith, Dwayne Farver, and Twiglets Are Great to Eat. And a very special thank you to Christina Amos and Daryl Williamson. If you would like to help support the Ostium Network and get access to a bunch of bonus content, then head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll get access to the Ostium Sagas at any support level, which is currently 16 episodes ahead of the Ostium Sagas release on this feed. So once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. And finally, thank you. Thank you for listening to the show, for telling other people about Ostium, and for hanging in there. I actually think Season 6 is the best season of Ostium yet. So without further ado, I present to you Ostium Season 6, Episode 61, Arrival. Enjoy!
What do you want to do first?
I want to do what I never saw Jack Bauer do. Eat a delicious meal.
Jack Bauer?
From the TV show, 24?
Not ringing any bells.
It ran a bunch of seasons. Each season had 24 episodes.
Why 24?
You seriously don't know? It was an episode for each hour. Each season would be a day in the life of Jack Bauer when he had to save the president or protect the U.S. from terrorists or rescue his daughter who had been kidnapped.
So, like, each hour of the day. So all through the night, too? He didn't get to sleep at all?
No. Maybe he took a nap once or twice, but the point was it took him the whole day to find and catch the bad guys.
That's pretty wild. Though, 24 is a lame name. They should have called it A Day in the Life of Jack, or When Day Turns Into Night, or something witty like that.
What do you mean? 24 is the perfect name. It said exactly... Wait a minute, are you fucking with me? Did you get me again?
Yeah, boy. That was more of a long con fucking, but still got you good. I love me some Jack Bauer. Though, kinda wish he would have tortured people less to get what he wanted. It was his go-to thing since he was on a deadline, like, all the time.
Yeah, that part was kinda messed up. But you never got to see him take a break and drink a cup of coffee or eat a sandwich or even grab a fast food burger or something.
God, I've missed this, Jake. And I've missed you.
Me too. Though more with missing you and not with missing myself. You know what I mean?
I know, Jake. I totally do. I also want to sleep for like a million hours.
Me too. Do you think it's night or day right now?
No fucking clue. We couldn't tell in Ostium, could we? With the whole untethered thing still in effect.
Yeah, endless night and all that. I think it's daytime here right now.
Well, I think it's the dead of night. Just to be opposite to you. Let's go find out.
Right behind you. Called it.
Call it a woman's intuition.
Really?
Fuck no.
Do you want to check on Steve first?
You know, this is going to make me sound like a bad mom. But I'm fucking wiped. I just want to sleep. I know Steve would love seeing us, and we'd love it too, but I'm just so ready to crash, it's not even funny. We'll have our big old reunion in the morning over a big, hearty breakfast. Okay?
That sounds just great.
Last one in bed has to turn out the lights.
How do you have the energy to run? You know, we could ask Zhang for an update. Just to make sure everything's okay here and we haven't missed anything?
Man, you're like Jiminy Cricket. Yes, we could do that. Actually, I'm going to sleep. You can do that. Night-night.
I'm sure everything's fine. We'll get the update in the morning.
Smells fucking amazing.
Did you say something, Monica?
I said that smells fucking amazing.
Wait till you see it. And good morning, by the way.
Good morning, hon. You're right. This looks fucking amazing, too. Maybe more so than how it smells.
Told ya.
Is that real bacon and eggs?
With the Ostium Network's pantry, I can't really be sure either way. It looks right. How's it taste?
Fucking amazing.
Did you say something?
Fucking amazing.
I wonder if we should get the update from Zhang.
Nope. Not yet. After breakfast. First, we eat. Oh, is that hash browns?
You betcha.
Is there any ketchup?
Well, there's a Ostium Network brand of red tomato sauce that appears to be the closest approximation of ketchup that's available to us.
Oh, and is that... Oh my god. Coffee!
It's what gets us going in the morning, right?
I love you, Jake.
I love you too, Monica.
Okay. Now I'm ready. Wait. Is Zhang actually there?
I guess we'll find out. Zhang, is there anybody out there?
I am, of course, here for whatever the two of you might need.
Got a little worried there.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Zhang. Did you miss us?
I am an artificial intelligence. It is impossible for me to possess human emotions.
Oh, sorry. I just thought that... Wait a minute. Are you making a joke?
Perhaps. I believe Monica has a way of eloquently putting it.
I'm just fucking with you, Jake.
Damn, that's harsh.
I apologize, Jake. I'm sure you two have been through a lot to get back to the Ostium Network. It was unfair of me to make that joke.
No, I think it was warranted.
So, what have we missed?
Where would you like me to begin? I have a total of 9 days, 16 hours, 42 minutes, and 15 seconds to cover.
How about you let me know what Steve's been up to?
Would you like me to begin from the moment the two of you were no longer in the Ostium Network?
How about you just cover the highlights? Actually, where the hell is my boy?
Right. He could just tell us what he's been up to.
Steve is no longer in the Ostium Network.
What?
Maybe they're not clear about what we mean. Zhang, where is Steve on the island of Gibraltar right now?
As I said, he is no longer located on the island of Gibraltar, nor within the borders of the Ostium Network.
Well, where the fuck is he then?
I do not know where Steve is currently located.
Hang on, Monica. Let's get all the details first before we jump to any dangerous conclusions.
Okay. Deep breaths, Monica.
What happened to Steve, Zhang? How did he disappear from the Ostium Network?
While the two of you were absent, Steve embarked upon a thorough investigation of the island, from the highest point to circulating the entire island. He then began investigating the anomalies in some of the rooms on the island.
Anomalies?
Oh, shit.
When Jake and Steve first arrived at the Ostium Network and began their search of the buildings, they found 3 unexplainable anomalies. A shower room, where there was dripping water that sounded as if it was making the sound of the notes to the song Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. A second room, where there was a pyramidal stack of chairs that had been fused into one whole conglomeration. And a third room,
where everything had been cleared and there was a giant pentagram in the center of the room.
Correct. Created with a type of white chalk.
You never mentioned any of this weird shit.
It was in the recordings. You probably listened to them, but don't remember. We've all just had so damn much going on.
Zhang, do you know how each of these anomalies happened?
I do not.
What does that mean? Do you have no record of them? How's that possible? You've got like a billion cameras around the island, seeing everything like Big Brother.
While it is a crude analogy, you are technically correct, Monica. However, when I search my databanks for more information on how these anomalies occurred, there is simply no data, no record. I have an instance of when the anomalies did not exist, and then an instance of when they do exist. And that is all.
Well, that's fucking unsettling.
Zhang, can you give us an update when you have the anomalies showing up in your databanks?
I could give you an exact date, but since the concept of a calendar has become rather superfluous to each of you since you arrived at the Ostium Network, I will give you a time before you, Jake, first arrived. One might even call it so much time before Jake, or BJ for short.
Please don't call it that.
Very well.
So how much time before my arrival did these anomalies occur?
3.2 milliseconds.
Fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Well, what the hell does that mean?
As I said before, since I do not possess any data on these anomalies, I cannot provide any further information as to their occurrence.
Jakey?
You're not gonna like my answer.
Do I usually?
That's not what you said last night.
Not the right fucking time, Jake.
Sorry, I think it's got something to do with me, obviously, and my connection to Ostium.
Fucking figures. Any other kernels of info you'd like to offer?
Sorry, not really. I still don't get what the deal is with me and Ostium.
Join the club. Okay, Zhang. So we've established that you, like us, know bupkis about these anomalies. What stupid thing did my lovely son do to get his ass lost somewhere and somewhen?
Steve was actually impressively intelligent with what he did. He chose to conduct an experiment by bringing the three anomalies together.
How'd he manage to do that? Seems like impossible to me.
It took some deep thought on Steve's part, and he chose to enlist my aid in coming up with ideas, and together we arrived at the satisfactory solution. First, I directed him to a vacuuming device. Then, under my supervision, he collected all the powder that was used to make the pentagram in the third room. At the same time, he placed a large empty vessel in the shower room to collect the, shall we say, sonorous water droplets. Once he had collected all the powder and filled the vessel with the unique water, he brought them all to the second room. There, he painstakingly and meticulously, again with my direction and help, recreated the pentagram on the floor of the room, around the stack of fused chairs, but also crawling between the metal legs to join the lines of the pentagram and make it a complete shape. He then instructed me to record what he did next, even though he knew full well that I am constantly recording all the events and motions of the Ostium Network. He then climbed to the very top of the stack of the fused chairs with the water vessel and sat at the very pinnacle. He then, surprisingly, and I say this because I was not certain exactly what he was going to do, emptied the contents of the vessel over his head, completely saturating himself. He then proceeded to wait for something to happen.
Empirical to a T. That's my son.
Nothing appeared to happen for some time, but as the water that had saturated him trickled and splashed down onto the trees beneath him, as I mentioned, it was a rather large vessel of the special water, the music began to emanate, as it did in the shower room, to the tune of Clair de Lune. Under the force of gravity, the water droplets made their way down the chairs and arms and legs until they reached the pentagram below. Once this occurred, some sort of charge began to build, a visible static electricity firing between the legs and metal parts of the chairs, rising up until they reached Steve. Then he promptly disappeared.
Oh my God. What the fuck did he do? Where the fuck did he go?
I gotta say, I'm pretty damn impressed. It's quite brilliant.
Okay, Mr. Impressed. How the fuck do we get him back?
I think you know the answer to that. We have two obvious choices.
You can both wait until he hopefully returns, much as he was doing for the two of you, until he decided to try this experiment.
Yes, that's one choice. Or option two.
we repeat the experiment and go in after him.
Yep. Hey, Zhang, when exactly did Steve disappear? I guess you can say from the time that Monica and I got back, so BJM? BJM time?
Jake? No. No, Jake. No.
I could tell you, but I have a feeling if you think about it for a moment, you will be able to answer your own question.
No. No fucking way.
Would it happen to be 3.2 milliseconds before Monica and I arrived back at the Inception Chamber?
That is correct, Jake.
Wish I knew why Ostium gives a shit about me so much. That'll be fair. This was all on Steve. Maybe it's just a coincidence.
Do you really think that, Jake?
No. Not for a second, Monica.
Well, at least we've got full stomachs. Let's go check out Steve's crazy scientist lab and see if we can recreate whatever crazy shit he did.
At least we got a bit of a break this time, before things go to hell again.
Huh. I guess. Okay, one more cup of coffee for the road. So, do you know where this building is?
My memory's a little hazy on the specifics.
I'd be happy to guide you, or you could enter Building 45 into one of your data pads.
Hey, Zhang. Forgot you're, like, always there.
Happy to be of service.
I'll plug it in my data pad. Thanks.
Happy to be of service.
Sure is creepy when they repeat themselves in exactly the same cadence.
Happy to be of service.
Okay, Zhang, good joke. You're starting to sound like Hal or some other AI gone bad.
Happy to be of... Apologies, Jake and Monica. Just a little joke. I'll leave you two to your travels. Drive safe.
I'll give them safe travels. Right up the...
So the good news is we're going the right way.
At least that's something.
It should only take us 3 minutes and 42 seconds and counting, of course.
Of course.
Do you have a plan for how we're going to make this whole experiment happen, just like Steve did?
I've got a few ideas. Of course, we do have one big problem.
Just one? And what's that?
The way Zhang described it, there's only one place to sit at the apex of the creepy chair pyramid. Since you're one of the few people to actually see it, maybe you can corroborate this?
Yeah, we didn't see it for very long. It was just wrong. But to the best of my recollection, yeah, there was just one seat at the top.
So, how's that going to work exactly? We share the seat? One ass cheek each? I don't think Ostium likes to play nice, which means following the rules. The one cheek attempt ain't gonna cut it. What do you think?
You're totally right. So that means...
That means we have to go one at a time.
And we each have to do the experiment on our own in the same way that Steve did it.
Correctamundo.
Well, that's not so bad. You can go first. You know, ladies first. And I'll be ready to do it right after, and we'll both find out where Steve went.
Me first? Well, how polite and thoughtful of you. You know, you really shouldn't. I'd be happy to let you go first.
No, I'm happy going last.
Big shocker there. So if I get atomized or turned to fucking goo or something, you can just stroll out of the room like nothing happened.
Well, I'd be pretty broken up about it, if that helps.
Oh, sure. That makes me feel so much better.
Look, I'll go first if you want.
No, I'll go. Like you said, you can follow quickly behind, and Ostium might give you a little boost. Or at least make sure you get to me and Steve quickly.
Huh.
Huh. What does huh mean?
I just thought, What if...
We don't end up in the same place as Steve? What if we get separated from him and from each other again?
Yeah, that.
Well, like before, he's my son. I will do fucking anything for him, to help him. So this is what I'm going to do.
And where you go, I go.
Thanks, Jakey. I appreciate you didn't hesitate or have second thoughts. Plus, we've done this before with the whole separation thing, and we found each other again, right?
Yeah, it took a while. Eventually we did.
None the worse for wear. And remember, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I disagree when it involves ostium. Oh, jeez.
Who the hell is that?
Is that?
Yes, Thyra, from the distant planet of Albion. You have yet to be formally introduced. Let me do the honors.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
You're alive.
You look so different, so well and healthy.
While I am certain you all know each other by name, I will still happily introduce you all, as it is something that I almost never get to do. Thyra, meet Jake and Monica. Jake and Monica, meet Thyra.
Monica, it is good to see you again, under much better circumstances. And Jake, good to finally meet you. I have heard so much about you.
How are you coping with everything?
Very well, thank you. Steve was very helpful in getting me back on my feet again. I was in a bad place when you first brought me back. But now, after doing my own recordings, telling my story and history, I am not only regaining my powers once more, slowly but surely, but also my health and sanity. I feel a different woman. Thanks in part to Steve, but more importantly, thanks to you two. You saved my life. When you could have chosen to attack me, even kill me, for all the havoc and terror I had wrought on all of you, I will be forever thankful to you for that. Forever in your debt.
I'm so happy to hear that. I knew when we found you, you seemed so confused and out of it, like you weren't even sure where you were, and that you'd been brought to Ostium against your will.
That is accurate. I'm not ready to share that part of my life yet. In time, yes, but not now.
When you're ready, and only if you want to.
Maybe one day you'll be ready to return to your home.
To Albion. Yes, that would be lovely. I know it is very far away, but with the magics of Ostium, as well as my own abilities, I believe it is possible. One day, when I have fully regained my powers.
Oh shit, I completely forgot. Thyra, I found her.
Who do you mean?
One of the doors I went through when I was trying to find Jake. It took me to Albion, and I found Pragma, Thyra. I really did. I swear I'm telling you the truth.
My mind tells me not to believe that it cannot be possible, but my heart says perhaps.
She says she misses you every day, every moment. Her heart is broken like yours, but she also has hope. Believes that one day you will come back to her.
Those are words she would use, my dear Pragma.
She also gave me a ring, because I needed something to take back to Ostium to get both Jake and I back here. She said it was a ring from your first anniversary, a very special anniversary.
Please, describe it to me. This is something you could not know unless you have truly seen it for yourself.
Oh, it was beautiful. A sparkling silver color, really bright, that glittered in the sunlight. And there was a blue jewel, maybe sapphire? I'm not sure, with tiny lines of silver wrapping around the gem, as if it were...
keeping it safe. Protected. Yes, that is it. You truly were in Albion, and you were with my love for a short while. But you speak like you no longer possess the ring.
No, I'm sorry.
We needed all the objects we brought back from the places we visited. We put them on the map table, and I guess with their magic, they brought us back to the Ostium Network.
I see. It is a sad loss, but a worthy one, to be sure.
It might not be gone, at least not forever. We've never actually tried to find out what happens to the objects once they're absorbed into the map table.
That's true. Maybe it's like in Lost, where there's a pneumatic tube that takes them and spits them out.
Really?
Just a theory I have. One of many.
I guess it's possible. Fucking anything seems to be here.
So there is a chance?
I believe so, Thyra. Regardless, she is waiting for you. She has hope. You have hope. You two will be reunited one day. I promise it.
And we will do everything we can to make that happen.
Yes. That's a fucking promise.
This all sounds wonderful. I was seeking some sustenance to break my fast. Would you two be willing to join me in feasting?
Sorry, we've got another job to do.
Yes, we need to find out what happened to Steve.
He is truly gone, then?
Yes.
Did you know he would be leaving? Did he say something to you?
Only that he had a great big idea he wished to try and was unsure of its outcome, and that if I did not hear from him for some time, I should just be patient, that he would return, eventually, just like you did.
Sounds like my Steve.
I bet he'd tell us the same thing, to wait for him to come back.
And do you think I'm going to do that?
Not for a fucking second. We better get going.
I have confidence in you both. You are much experienced in the ways and traveling of Ostium. A fruitful journey to you two.
Thanks, Thyra. We'll be back soon, I'm sure. Keep the Ostium Network safe and ready for our return.
I will do my best.
That was fucking creepy. I don't know how you two made it through the first time.
It wasn't easy. Probably part of the reason I didn't want to talk about it that much either. Plus, we were seeing so much weird shit and just got filed away, and we tried our best to forget all about it. Well, at least I did. Apparently Steve was having some thoughts.
No kidding. I'm sure glad the music stopped once we got enough water into these vessels and got the fuck out of there. I was worried the music was going to keep on going since we're taking some of the water with us.
Yeah, I'm pretty confused by that. I'm trying not to let my brain dwell too much on the requirements and ramifications for how the water and the music work. You know, what the science is behind it all.
You're kidding, right, Jakey? This is the fucking Ostium Network. The rules of science tend not to apply here sometimes. Or maybe that's most of the time.
I guess you're right, but I need science as my bedrock, my foundation, to work out my theories, my hypotheses.
Any other science terms you want to throw in there, Buster? You haven't used empirical yet. That's a good one.
You're still going first, right?
Does someone want to change the subject? Yes, I'm still going first. You can relax.
Do you need help climbing up the chairs?
What do you think?
I choose not to answer.
Oh, really? I seem to remember someone trying to climb like some big stone statue and having some problems, and then plunging to what he thought was his death, and then a certain someone saving his ass.
I'd kind of forgotten about that. The Moai on Easter Island.
I bet you didn't forget what happened after.
No, I certainly remember that. In detail.
I'm sure you do. Here, you hold my canister while I start climbing, and then I'll have you hand it to me.
Sounds good. Here you go.
Okay, I'm at the top.
Looks good, Monica. Don't lose your balance. I don't know if I could catch you.
And I wouldn't want to find out. We'd probably have to test Thyra's first aid skills.
Yeah, I don't think her healing spells are ready to go yet.
Okay. You ready? You might want to step back a bit in case... Well, I don't know what might happen, but I wouldn't want you to get caught in any crossfire.
Will do.
Okay, here goes. This water's gonna be cold, isn't it?
Probably. Just think of Steve, if that helps at all.
Right. It does. Thanks. Tim! It's fucking cold!
I bet. I'm not looking forward to it.
So, what do I do now? Do I have to say any special words? Fucking incantation or something?
I don't think so. Just wait for the water to trickle down and the music to start, and then be ready for something to happen.
Okay, Dr. Mad Scientist.
Hey, wasn't this your idea?
Yeah, well, I... Wait, I can hear something.
Wow, guess it worked. She's gone, and now I'm standing here, talking to myself. Great. I guess she's right. I am a mad scientist. Well, now it's my turn. Wow, I made it. I claim this peak in the name of Ostium. Now, if only I had something to cool me down after that intense workout. What was that? A whole vessel of cold water? Sounds perfect. Damn, that's cold. That's definitely making me feel better. Okay, Jake, enough talking to yours truly. Let's be quiet and wait for the Ostium magic to happen. I think my ass is broken.
I think it's more than my ass.
My ass feels quite fine, actually. Thanks for asking.
Steve, you're back, man.
As are you two.
We're all back. Safe and sound.
I'm not so sure about that. Jake, what happened to your clothes? Are those burn marks? Have a run-in with an anthropomorphic version of fire, did we?
Yeah, something like that. Why do you smell briny?
Yeah, it's a long story, mate. And Mum, you look...
perfect as always.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
I was going to say ravishing as always.
That's fine, Jake, but she's my mum. Let's not make it weird, okay?
How about a group hug?
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, much like Doc Brown in Back to the Future 3 expressly told Marty McFly not to do, you guys repeated the experiment and followed me, didn't you?
Guilty.
Yeah, we had to. Your mom insisted, and we really wanted to get you back, man.
It's good to be wanted and cared for. So, since I didn't run into either of you where I was, I'm guessing you each ended up in your own unique places too, then.
Well, I wasn't in the Old West, if that's what you're asking. Wondering if Buford Mad Dog Tannen was gonna shoot me over a matter of $80.
So, you consider yourself to be Doc Brown, then? Interesting.
Well, your mom had just called me a mad scientist before she disappeared. Where'd you end up, Monica?
Oh, I actually was Marty McFly. I had to sing Billie Jean and do the whole moonwalk thing.
Really?
Fuck no, Jake. But I do kind of want to watch Back to the Future 3 now.
Ditto.
Me too. Over a nice filling meal.
That sounds perfect. I'm offering to cook.
Fantastic. Is the limousine ready to take us up to the Michelin-starred restaurant?
It certainly is. Your chauffeur awaits.
Wonderful. Oh, wait a tick. Zhang, are you there?
Of course, Steve. It is very good to have you back.
That's all I wanted to know. It's very good to be back, Jean. And good to have you nearby. I missed hearing your calming voice.
And I yours, Steve.
Good. Let's get going then.
I'm still not sure about the ramifications and potentiality of a steam-powered time machine. I just don't know if it's got enough juice.
But I'm sure the Doc built it on the same premise as the DeLorean. He just needs to get it up to 88 miles an hour, and he can go to whenever he wants.
Yeah, but he still needs that 1.21 gigawatts of electricity to get generated. He used plutonium for that before. What's he using now?
Obviously, the steam gets him up to that speed. And he has some sort of special element, some unobtainium, perhaps, to get the flux capacitor going and all that.
Well, as far as I know, they never made it back to the Future 4, so we'll never know. I even checked the Ostium Network movie library. No luck.
Ah, but there was plenty of fan fiction, you see. And the theories that were explored in those stories go into an impressive amount of detail.
Were you the author of any of these fanfics?
Possibly. Quite possibly, Jake.
Any new romances that weren't explored by the three movies?
You know, I was going to tell you I wrote a Doc Brown, Marty McFly slash, just to see the look on your face. And there it is. Completely worth it. No, I did not write any slash fic, though I did try my hand at Marty having a little tumble with his mum back in the 50s, if you catch my drift.
But what about the space-time continuum? Marty's mom has to be with Marty's dad, otherwise Marty never exists.
This is fanfic, mate. Anything can happen. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about the bloody space-time continuum.
Well, I'm not sure it's my cup of tea, then.
Perfect segue. Guys, drop it. The movie's over. You can continue this in-depth and oh-so-beneficial discussion another time. Who wants coffee?
I'd love a cup.
Me too, Mom.
And I made plenty because we're going to need it.
For what?
I'm guessing Mom wants to hear what adventures I've been up to while she's been gone.
That's right, and I want to know where the hell you went when you did your experiment. And I want to know where you went too, Jake.
I'll tell you mine, if you tell me yours.
I really hope that's not code for something.
Definitely Maybe. Not.
Who's going to go first, then?
Not me. I'm going after Jake.
I guess that makes sense.
Oh, fine. I'll go first. I need to catch you up on what I've been up to anyway. Here at the Ostium Network, and why I did the experiment and all that. And then I'll tell you about where I ended up.
It sounds good, Steve, and I'll tell you my story and Monica can go last.
Works for me. This is going to take a while, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Zhang, what time is it?
While time is relative and its passage and importance seems fairly significant within the current confines of the Ostium Network, I can tell you that it is
15:05. 15:305. I know, I was just messing with you.
Well played, Jakey.
So we've still got lots of time then, depending on our energy levels. How about we go till 6, then have dinner, then resume after till I either finish my story or feel like I can't say another word without collapsing, and resume things in the morning?
Sounds good to me. And I can keep the coffee going as needed.
Wait a second, just let me get comfortable. Okay, there we go. You can start now, Steve.
Fuck you, Jake.
Love you too, Monica.
Gosh, I've really missed you guys. Okay, so let me begin with when you had Thyra make that door for your mum, and then you went chasing after Jake. She seemed barely alive after that.
I'm sure. I still feel really bad about it. But I just didn't know what else to do. I had to go after Jake.
I know, Mum. All's forgiven. Thyra's doing much better now, with her health back. So that's settled. Anyway, once I got her all sorted making her recordings and telling her history, which you can listen to, by the way. Thyra's been uploading them and I've been giving them a listen. Fantastic stuff. Really moving. all about how they thought Albion was created and how she became one of the Cersei. But that's not the story I'm telling here. So there I was, basically on my own, Thyra off doing her thing, you guys going through various doors, presumably, and...
We have our recordings too, by the way, Steve. Right, Monica?
Yep. Kept mine going the whole time. Every place I went to, I wanted to have a record of.
Sean, do you have all those recordings that Jake and Monica got?
That is correct, Steve.
Fantastic. I'll give those a listen once we're all done here. So there was me and Zhang, chatting back and forth, and I started thinking I needed to have a check on the Ostium network. Know what the extent of the island was, whether there was anything to see at the water's edge, but also at the highest peak. So I worked out a plan. This episode was written, edited, and produced by Alexi Talander. The part of Jake is performed by Chris Fletcher. The part of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The part of Thyra is performed by Arden Rachel. The part of Zhang is performed by Emily Wong. The part of Steve is performed by Alexi Talander. Sound design was done by the wonderful Mike Nye of Hail and Well Met Podcasts. For more info, check out hailandwellmetpodcast.com. Music featured in this episode is Deep Sky by Kirk Osamayo, courtesy of the Free Music Archive. Be sure to check out the artist at freemusicarchive.org. The theme song was composed by Chris Fletcher. If you enjoy this episode and would like to help out the Ostium Network, you can talk about it on social media and leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Thank you to all our patrons on the Ostium Network Patreon. We couldn't do it without you. If you would like to support our shows, you can do that at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll get access to lots of bonus materials, including brand new episodes of the Ostium Sagas, and getting access to new episodes of Ostium a week before regular release. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. For more info on Ostium, our other shows, transcripts, and merchandise, you can visit ostiumnetwork.com. The Ostium Network is a member of the Rusty Quill Network. For other great Rusty Quill shows, be sure to check out rustyquill.com. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks with our next episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.